Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy. And welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attentive, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul is back. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you. All right. So, today, I want to talk about dragging yourself through the past. Or being dragged through the past. You know, too many times, we are, as spiritual beings having a human experience, we often look to the past to kind of guide us into our present and our future. But oftentimes we do it in such a way that it's detrimental, or it causes us too much pain and discomfort and dismay because we are looking at negative circumstances and seeing how the conditions or the outcome of previous challenges a new decision. And really, to be honest, what that really does, what it really means, is that it condemns us to repeat the past. It means that you really haven't learned anything because it is not set up in your mind. It has not been, the lessons haven't been ingrained in your memory and in your. Instead, you're still looking backwards for solutions. And that's like driving through life looking through the rearview mirror. The events of the past and even the solutions of the past, the beliefs, the ideas of the past are no longer relevant. Okay? As quickly as they came, and whatever pain or suffering they may have caused, the truth of the matter is it ended, disappeared magically. It no longer exists. Once you turn your attention away from the past relationships, the past mistakes, the past anger, frustration, the past mistreatment, your parents, teachers, your exes, your children, these are things that previously existed. You survived and are moving forward, letting all of that stuff go. You've already overcome that battle, and there's no need to traverse through the wilderness again. There's no need to continue to explain your position if you have truly grown from it. You see, because you'll go back to the classroom again if you don't allow yourself to heal. All of us have this tendency to look back and say, oh, I coulda, shoulda, woulda, or she coulda, shoulda, woulda, or he shoulda, coulda, woulda. And the reality is, right now, past has already faded if you let it. You don't have to keep apologizing for what happened 20 years ago, the mistakes that you made 10 years ago. You've repented of your sins. And when you truly recover, when you truly recover from something, whether it be the past or some violence or some drugs or alcohol or prison or whatever issue you may have had, it no longer exists. And that's the thing that causes us so much anxiety, so much pain and suffering, because we keep dragging ourselves through the past. We are still mad at people who've done things to us 20, 30, 40 years ago. Wait, you lived. Shake it off. Okay? I know it hurt, but that's not the premise you want to build your future on. That's not the premise you want to build your future on. That's just the land previously traversed and the lesson that came from it. It is your choices that make the difference in life. And if you choose to move forward, then so shall it be. If you choose to wallow in the pain and suffering of the past, then you haven't learned your lesson, and you will go back to the classroom again. Life will set you up so that you continually experience more and more of the same types of suffering. And believe it or not, you are doing it by choice. This is not life being cruel to you. This is you being cruel to yourself. Today, change your mind about all this pain and suffering. Change your mind about the past. All that anger, frustration, trying to be right, all those excuses. Put that aside for the moment and know that today all you have to do is resolve to begin again. Each and every day the sun rises. Whether you got rain in your area or whether you got sunshine, a new day is ushered in. A new opportunity. That means new choices. Now you've either learned from the past or you haven't. Some of us wait to see what comes up before we make a decision. Not making a decision is a decision. Not recognizing the fact that this circumstances, this situation, that story you keep telling is no longer relevant. It will cause you more pain and suffering. Maybe the people, the names, the faces may change, but the same scenario, the same ache in your heart. But by the same token, you have the option, the opportunity to learn from the mistakes of the past and to look to your higher power and to expect a better outcome. Because if anything, you should have learned from your previous errors in judgment, your sins, still have the ability to choose. And your choices will lead you to a different conclusion should you let go of the mistake of the past. This is how we grow. This is how we learn. It may seem like a vicious circle, and actually all things are in the universe. Because what we are doing is traversing, traveling that circle all the way through enlightenment. Enlightenment is the objective. Expression, self-expression is the objective. Giving the best that is giving the best that is within yourself is the objective. It's also your assignment from God. Holding back or living in fear or tracing through the past, the sure way to fail. Go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.